Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Prashanti Vibes. Welcome to the start of the Thursday live session. August 5th, 2021 is the date today, and with the beginning of the month of August, we are waiting to celebrate Krishna Janmashtami. And before that, we have the festival of Onam. So this month is going to be filled with Krishna Nama Sankirtana. It is going to take us to those beautiful moments when you get lost of thinking about the beautiful play of love between Krishna and his devotees. The Krishna who is fun-loving, the Krishna who is bliss-bestowing, the Krishna who is all mercy, the Krishna who is all power, all wisdom, all fun, and all love. And in Prashanti Nilayam, we used to always have all the cows from Gokulam come to Prashanti Nilayam Mandir, to the Saikulvant Hall, and Bhagwan would himself feed the cows, and Swami would feed Sai Gita. All the students would dress as Gopalas. So it was really a very, very momentous occasion which used to take you back in times when Lord Krishna played with his playmates, and that is the scene that gets created in Sai Kulwant Hall when Bhagwan was there. And in our own lives, I think this is that month when we can keep asking ourselves, is my love as pure as the love of the Gopalas and the Gopis? Is my heart as pure as the butter which Krishna longed to eat, the butter that Krishna stole to eat, the butter that Krishna brought down from the ceiling to relish? Is my love that pure? Is my heart so clean that the Lord is waiting to come and snatch the seat and sit down in my heart? I think that is a question that we need to have, and everything begins with faith. If you have watched the beautiful Thursday satsang that we uploaded the previous Thursday, the conversation with Mr. Amar Karki, you would have seen what faith can do, what indomitable power we can harness if we have the faith, be it the bullets from terrorists in Iraq, or be it bombshells thrown at his house in Nepal. It was the all-protecting grace of Bhagwan that saved Mr. Amar Karki. Amar means eternal, and it was really the eternal grace of Bhagwan that has kept him alive. And he continues to serve in Nepal and heading that region of Sri Satya Sai Overseas Organization. In fact, I remember how Bhagwan once told a devotee who was going through a tough time to chant the name Om Shri Sai Asahaya Sahayaya Namaha, one of the names in the Astotra Satanamavali, 108 names of Bhagwan. Om Shri Sai Asahaya Sahayaya Namaha, the one who comes to the rescue of one who has no one. That is what the Lord does. And in fact, each name of the 108 names of Bhagwan are so powerful, and so many devotees in so many centers in India and abroad, they chant these 108 names of Bhagwan on Thursdays. And definitely as we chant, if we can contemplate on the meaning and how that name resonates with our own life's experiences, as we chant that, it will really bring tears in our eyes.
Shri Sai Apantaratmane Namaha. Om Shri Sai Avatara Murtaye Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Apastamba Sutraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shirdi Sai Abheda Shaktyavataraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shankaraya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Shirdi Sai Murtaye Namaha. Om Shri Sai Dwaraka Mai Vasine Namaha. Om Shri Sai Chitravati Tataputta Parti Viharine Namaha.
Just listening to these names fill you with so much of energy, isn't it? This morning when I was just listening, it just filled me with so much of peace, so much of strength. And I think this is a practice we should be doing, not just every Thursday but every day. Just listen to these 108 names of Bhagwan and think about them. We have it in our channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official. You can use that recording every Thursday, every day to connect with Bhagwan. Tonight you're going to listen to another beautiful satsang. This is a conversation with Mr. Padmanabh Pai, who is the state president of Karnataka North Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations India. And his experiences too are really amazing. The way Bhagwan has guided his life, the way Bhagwan told him, I will be the driver of your life, and the way he has lifted every time he needed his hand, and the way Swami has taught precious lessons, and like a master planner, worked out every single detail of his destiny. It's really amazing. And today it's so heartening to see how he's deeply engaged in Bhagwan's mission. The entire family for 3-4 generations now, they're just so happy to serve Swami. And this is a conversation you will love to listen at 7:30 p.m. tonight on our YouTube channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official, and as well as on Asia Stream. Every Tuesday we bring you Sri Sathya Sai Sangeet, which is a beautiful offering that has been made to Bhagwan in the Sai Kulwant Hall. And if you have not heard what we have uploaded 2 days ago, it's a lovely concert by Mandolin UP Raju, who is an All India Radio A-grade artist, and he's been performing for close to 3 decades. In fact, he had the opportunity to perform in the direct physical presence of Bhagwan way back in 1994, and he had come again in 2016. And along with his wife and son, they offered their music to Bhagwan in Sai Kulwant Hall. You should not miss this. It is there in Sri Sathya Sai Official. A glimpse of UP Raju, Mandolin UP Raju. enjoy this in our channel, Sri Satya Sai Official. And if you're someone who listens to Telugu programs, you would have enjoyed so many offerings that were made in Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari, our Telugu YouTube channel. It celebrated 10 years of its existence, and there were a host of programs that were done online, and you can relish them, you can cherish them in this channel, Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari. Even as the Telugu stream celebrates its 10 years, dear listeners, we are going to celebrate 20 years of Radio Sai, which is now Sri Satya Sai Media Center, on August 29th, 2002. Bhagwan inaugurated the studios of Radio Sai, and we are going to commemorate this occasion with many offerings that are now in the making. But this is a celebration of not just the Radio Sai team, it is a celebration of each one of us who are part of the Radio Sai family. And so we request you to join us in this celebration. And the way you can do it is, you can send us a small video of what difference Radio Sai has made in your life and how you would like to express your gratitude to Swami for this medium that he has gifted all of us. You can just send your wishes to us on this occasion. It has to be a video file, not more than 3 minutes, and it can be shot in landscape mode, and please ensure that the audio video quality is good, preferably in English. You have to send us your videos by August 12, 2021. So you have a little more than a week. So do send us your reflections on Radio Sai. You can send to listener@ssmediacenter.org. There's a form that you can fill up as you upload this video. That form will be available in our daily Science Pass link as well as on our website. So please go to our website. You will find this link, as well as look out for the link in the daily Science Pass mails that we send out every day with Bhagwan's quote and image. So you can fill up that form and upload your video. We'll be very happy to receive your contribution to the 20th anniversary celebration of Radio Sai. As always, there are plenty of other channels and there are interesting things happening. If you go to the kids channel, we have uploaded a very nice video made by kids. They are narrating a story about how we can sow love where there is hate. It's titled Let's Build Bridges, done by little children with so much of enthusiasm and lovely acting skills. So please enjoy this in our Sri Satya Sai Kids World, our YouTube channel for the little ones. Similarly, there are plenty of other programs in our Hindi channel, Premavani, Kannada channel, Amritavani, and Tamil channel, Anandavani. So feel free to partake this nectar of His love and His message through all these beautiful mediums that Bhagwan has given us, and wish you a beautiful Saiful Thursday as we begin this month of August. Sai Ram.